Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate, a podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
All right, guys, welcome back to the KP Podcast. I'm Pete. I'm sitting here with Keith here, coming to you from the forum. And this week, we got our cool little annual thing, non-real estate related, because like we like to say, remember, right? It's important to live life, have fun. Remember why we're doing this, family, friends, good times. And so I want to throw in some hobby stuff in there. So we are doing our second annual NFL predictions, right?
NFL predictions show. So excited about this. Well, let's recap a little bit from last year, Pete.
How did we end up? Quick recap from last year. So we had, just to remind everybody, the format we're using is we pick each division winner, then each conference championship and Super Bowl, obviously.
Yeah.
And the ultimate championship. So last year, each of us both went 5-3 with the division winners.
That's pretty good.
So not too bad. So 5-3. We both had the Chiefs going in the AFC championship. And you, Keith, this is where you broke the tie and snuck out one more pick ahead of me. Yep. You had the 49ers in the NFC.
Let's go, baby.
So we were neck and neck. You had one more pick. Neither one of us got the ultimate winner. We did not pick the Rams. Keith had one more pick in there.
You know, and it's frustrating because I'm a Seahawks fan, so I absolutely hate the 49ers. So all you 49er fans, I don't like you very much. Yeah. But outside of that, I still picked you to win the Super Bowl. So, like, I don't know what, like, was going on with
that
me that
surprising
day.
Surprising to me.
You know, it was. Everybody was shocked. But they followed true to one of my key statements. Cheaper quarterback, great run scheme, and a great defense. And sure enough, you almost won it with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Who isn't even going to be on a team this year at this rate because of how bad he played. And yet you still almost went to the Super Bowl.
And they went through, like, four running backs, too.
Yeah.
Remember? I mean, you could say that.
You
but
guys got injured. You had a great team against the Super Bowl champion in your division. So, I mean, say what you may. Yeah. That's tough.
You got the Rams last year. So it ended up with the Bengals and the Rams in the Super Bowl. Yep. Rams winning it. And so those were our picks. So I would say overall we did pretty good. We picked, you know, like you said, 5-3 in those divisions. We picked half of those in the conference championships.
Yep.
So not too shabby overall, considering that's from preseason. So let's get started with this year, saying out that same format, and let's start running through these and kind of talk about what we got.
Before we do, full disclosure. These are great picks for over-unders in Vegas. We do condone using them, you know, for financial reasons. So, take our opinions, our advice. We're experts here on the show.
Keith's declaring himself
a real estate podcast, and we're going to give you expert picks in the NFL. So DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever you need.
Might be as good as some of those guys out there giving picks anyways.
5-3 is better than most of them out there throwing it out on their Twitter.
So winning record, right?
Yeah.
Winning record.
I'm an expert at fantasy football, so that translates to real picks too. Pete, let's get in it. You want to start with your division and end with mine? I guess is probably a pretty good technique.
That's a good way to put it. So let's start with my home team's division, representing the jerseys here for the Jets. So the AFC East.
J-E-T-S.
So
trash.
Coming in.
That's not what it spells.
Excuse you, sir. You know who's going to have a better record than the Seahawks this year? Well, most teams, but definitely the Jets.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're going to start it out.
That bet right now?
That bet's going to happen on air.
Jets have a better record this year than the Seahawks.
$100.
$100.
On air.
Done.
All right. We have official evidence.
I have got the Buffalo Bills winning that division going 14-3.
Shocker. I have them at 15-2.
Exactly.
So
everybody's got that. Then I'm going Dolphins, Jets, Patriots.
See, I have Buffalo, Miami Dolphins in second at 10-7. Patriots with 8-9 and the Jets at 3-14.
3-14. Then you're giving them no love. No, you're saying they're going backwards.
Becton is gone. Most likely he's going to re-injure and continue to have issues. Zach Wilson already has an injury. We're just
Zach
went through
Wilson's
preseason.
Coming back. Yeah, he's going to be playing.
You have
he's
a lot of young rookies that will make young mistakes.
Breece Hall is a potential Pro Bowler.
That's great. Look at that dude. He can be a Pro Bowler when no one else is good on the team. That
Are
makes
you
perfect
kidding me?
Sense.
We've got incredible talent.
3-14.
Wow, that's a that horrible way to start. Keith,
that's what I'm.
So you guys might want to pick up from there and realize you got somebody here who has no idea what they're talking about. Moving on, AFC North.
We'll see.
Who do you got in the AFC North?
I got Baltimore winning the division this year at 12-5. And here's kind of my shocker is I have a tie for second place in the division with Pitt and Cincinnati. I think Pitt takes a step up, surprises people with the quarterback play. Again, it might be serviceable, but I think their defense and their running game changed the conversation, and I put Cleveland at a good 1-16 out there.
You remember, right, that Mitch Trubisky is potentially their quarterback here for Pittsburgh?
Oh, and Kenny Pickett, actually, yeah. I've seen both of them.
And you think that's okay quarterback?
They also have Najee Harris. They also have an amazing secondary and a great run defense mentality.
Najee Harris is going to get killed out there.
They also have a lot of offensive weapons. They have Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and they just found a rookie stud in George Pickens.
George Pickens is looking good.
They are going to be better than expected.
They need somebody to throw the ball to them.
8-9. I'm saying 8-9. I'm saying Cincinnati's taking a big step back.
I don't think we're I guess we are that far off. So I've got the Bengals taking the division. However, I've got them actually tied with the Ravens. I put them both at 11-6, and I'm saying that.
But
the
you have
Bengals,
Cincinnati ahead, though.
I'm saying Bengals take the tiebreaker. But
I have
got
Baltimore.
I've got Baltimore and the Bengals both at the top of that division, followed by the Browns and the Steelers coming in.
So just to be clear, we have a chance to one of us to win that point. Not
correct.
Okay. Just so we know, you pick Cincy. I got Lamar pushing for a contract year.
I've got Cincy in there. Okay. All right, AFC South. Okay. I have got the Texans in last place.
Good. I was about to say, I was hoping. I was like, oh,
in last
there's
place.
A point for me.
Followed by who's the Jaguars in third place. And this is where, you know, it gets a little shaky.
Yeah.
Titans taking a step back, Titans in second, and the Colts taking the division.
We have the exact same. I have Colts winning the division at 11-6.
That's exactly what I got.
What did you have? I have Tennessee 10-7, Jacksonville 6-11. I do think they get a couple more wins. Houston, I'm graciously giving you a 2-15 record. Graciously.
I was going to say, I am graciously
it
giving
could be
them four.
I don't know what the over-under. Yeah, massively gracious with four over there. So there's going to be a couple twos. My biggest thing with Tennessee this year that's really important, their offensive line took a massive step back. I think Derrick Henry is going to take a huge step back when everybody's expecting him to have a big year. This might be his year with the lowest yards per carry in his entire career.
Well, think about this. If I'm not mistaken, 29, which is the magic number year for
coming
those
off an
running
injury.
Backs coming off an injury, and it's that 29. When they hit 29, they fall off a cliff. Now,
thanks, Pete. I'm 29,
maybe,
so that's
well,
fantastic.
Point proven. I mean, look at how you've fallen off the cliff.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. So.
My God.
I'm sorry, Derrick Henry.
There was ever a point to be made.
If it makes you feel better.
Now, Derrick Henry
I just got
is a stud.
To Derrick Henry.
He
that's
is
fantastic.
A stud. No, you're not definitely not comparing. So that's what I'm saying. He is a stud. So there's a chance he bucks that trend, but I'm going with the trend and saying even the great Derrick Henry takes a step back.
Okay, we're in agreement, so we can't get any excess points, but maybe we both get one on that one. I like that.
Okay.
Matt Ryan, curious to see what he does with the Colts, but they have a great team and a great defense.
Matt Ryan's
play
a
well.
Good quarterback. You know, he's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Is he going to the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Depends on what he can he get it done.
If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, does he go to the Hall of Fame?
I think if it's done today, I say no.
I'd agree. He also has the worst comeback loss of all time.
That's
going to
stick.
That's
in
a
there.
Stinger on the Hall of Fame ballot. Okay, let's go to the what I think is going to be the most fun division of this entire league and season this year. Everybody's looking for is the AFC West. The Wests are always fun to look at.
The two West divisions are crazy.
They're always fun to watch and see what happens. But the AFC West, now keep in mind, we had more acquisitions happen in this section than all of the NFL combined. And on top of it, they had some of the biggest movement pieces all for the All-Stars. Either they left or they came into the AFC West massively. So I have last place, partly because of a grudge I have against them currently right now, is Denver at 8-9. Russell?
You got no faith in Russell?
I'm pissed at you. Okay, you left us, but I'm glad you left because you also took your $55-plus million a year contract with you. That will probably happen this year, so thank you. But I think you realize that it's not always the offensive line. It's kind of you holding on to the ball too long. He spins a few too many times, and
wow,
he gets sacked.
I have never heard you talk against Russell. He changes teams. All of a sudden, it all comes out, huh? Before he can do no wrong.
He is a great quarterback. I still think the best deep ball passer ever to play the game. I really do. I think he's the best breadbasket lob deep ball passer ever. However, he holds the ball a long time trying to make the big plays, and that can cost a team. So I'm curious to see if their offensive line can handle it, but we'll see. I still have you in last.
Never thought you'd be talking against Russell.
This is where I got a little confusing, because it is tough to get to a point where you're trying to decide between these other individuals. I made my decision based on pass rush. Pass rush is key. They're going to be playing each other in the same division two times. I think Denver has one of the weaker pass rushes, even with Chubb on the team. I don't think they're going to have enough to overcome some of the other teams. Kansas City, I have at third.
Wow. Kansas City
at 11-6.
I don't have them winning.
At 11-6, I have them in third. Same record as the Las Vegas Raiders at second at 11-6, with the Los Angeles Chargers at first, 13-4. Big key item here. Quarterback trying to get that money. Still on a load team deal. They could afford a lot of new players. They add Khalil Mack. They have Joey Bosa. They have one of the best pass rushers in the entire NFL. One of the best pass rushers we may have ever seen on paper. We'll see if it translates
to the
NFL.
They've got Eckler in the backfield. Oh, yeah. Some talented wide receivers.
Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. Yep. And Justin Herbert has played phenomenal. So I'm very excited to see what that team does.
So I agree with you. I'm not that far off. Okay. I also have the Chargers winning the division for largely the reasons we just said there.
Okay.
Justin Herbert's been amazing.
Great.
They've added to that team, a team that had a chance last year and just kind of faded a little bit. But I've got the Chargers winning it at 12-5. I've got the Chiefs coming in second. Still have Patrick Mahomes. Still have good coaching staff.
No Tyreek.
Still, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They've still got Kelsey. They've still got a lot of talent there.
No pass rush.
11-6.
Okay.
I got the Raiders and the Broncos tied at 10-7. And like I said, this is
a
good
close
division.
We were really
close. I mean,
close
look at this
picks
division. Everybody's got a winning record, and I think that's how it's going to be. But I got the Broncos in last, Raiders third. But I think everybody in this division, that's a damn good division.
I personally put the Broncos on a losing record because I hopefully want a little bit better draft pick.
You want them.
I want the Broncos to be 0-17, but they're going to get wins.
Yeah.
They're a good team. They'll sneak wins. They're a good defense.
All right.
I like that. Okay, so right now there's one separation points in on the AFC for us. And we both agree the Jets suck. So we're in a fantastic spot.
I got the Jets at 9-8. Winning record.
Hold on.
That's what I said.
How about a double up bet? Another $100 that they do not have a winning record.
No. I'll take with
the 100. Yeah, see, there it is. There's the false hope.
I got love for them. And I got confidence that they're going to do better than the Seahawks.
9-8. Okay.
That much I know.
Yeah, we'll see that 3-14
Wait till you hear what I got for the Seahawks.
Oh, I'm excited. All right. Let's go to the NFC East, okay? Very interesting division because the NFC East has been shitty for a little while. And it remains as such, I think, in my opinion. I think that they're, again, the weakest division in football. And with good reason. They can't field a good team. So that being said,
there's
some good
teams,
plays.
Man.
So I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning that division with 12-5.
Look at you.
Okay.
Wow.
12-5.
Expecting you to say that.
Jalen Hurts taking a step up this year. I hope he doesn't throw 16 touchdowns to 11 interceptions again. He had 10 rushing touchdowns last year. So I'll be very excited to see if he can bump that number. If he can get to about 28 touchdowns thrown, keep his interceptions under 15, and still contributes about 5-plus rushing touchdowns, I think they have a chance to be a good team. They have a great line. They got a great defense. They can be a good football team. everyone else, let's hope for the best. Dallas, I have second at 9-8, doing what they always do best, finishing with a pretty much .500 record.
Pretty much.
Then I have Washington with 6-11, and the Giants bringing it up with 4-13.
Yeah, you're awfully generous to Washington there. I too got the Eagles winning it.
Yeah. You know,
added AJ Brown as well.
Oh yeah, AJ Brown.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. But I agree. Jalen Hurts, pretty good year last year. I've got them at 11-6. I also think this is a super weak division, so it's not going to take a ton for them to win it. But I've got the Eagles on top. I've got the Cowboys, just like you said. Zeke, I don't know, man. He's starting to look like he's fading here.
That's five straight years of downgraded play year after year. Yep. That's not a good trend. I don't care what you're looking at. The real estate market, the stock market. If you go down.
Dak is who he is. The Cowboys are who they
are. They lost Amari Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't see him taking it this year. I see the Giants taking a big step up. Not a winning record. Why? I've got them at 8-9.
Why?
New offensive coordinator.
Okay.
A little more talent on the team. Saquon's healthy.
For now.
Give Daniel Jones. Yeah, for now. Give Daniel Jones a chance under this new scheme.
Okay, they got it. They did and pick I up think, Evan Neal. They got one of the best offensive, arguably the best offensive line in football.
And if Kadarius Toney can stay healthy, he's going to add another piece that he was injured a lot. He's a rookie last year.
Okay.
So I think they've got some pieces there. Again, I got him at 8-9. I don't even have a winning record.
Kenny but Golladay can't division, catch the ball, and Kadarius Toney doesn't want to play for the team.
And Washington bringing up the rear.
Hey, but Carson Wentz could show up eventually.
I'm sorry. Look. They I got used to Terry. Like Carson Wentz. I've given up on Carson right, Wentz, okay? We'll He's playing in Washington now. Got them at 6-11, and that's probably generous.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. NFC North. I think we all know this is still the Packers' division to lose.
Ooh.
I've got the Packers up there. Vikings coming in second. Could make a strong run, but I still got the Packers up there. And then the bottom two, does it really matter? I've got the Lions and then the Bears. 5-12, 4-13. Who knows? You know, between the two of them, they might stretch out 8 or 9 wins.
See here, lucky. We got a separation here. It's a good one. I have the Detroit Lions sitting at about I want to give them a winning record this year. I do.
No way.
I do.
No
but way. That might be the hard knocks in me. Really, just hoping for the best because Dan Campbell is an awesome, inspiring coach. He's true to who he is, and he's been so much fun to watch on Hard Knocks. So big shout out to hashtag Hard Knocks. If you're watching that and you have not watched Hard Knocks on HBO, you need to go do it. It's fantastic. Great show. But besides the point, I think Detroit ends up at 8-9.
Generous.
Which is generous. But watch the show. I think they got some
you're
good energy coming.
You're getting skewed by
I am.
By hard
it's bad.
Knocks,
Hollywood screwing me up bad. So
you're getting skewed.
Chicago in last at 2-15. However,
wow, 2-15.
Yeah, they're low.
Tuna, I'm sorry, bro.
It's not going to be good. Justin Fields is going to make mistakes again and again. I think they find good opportunities on that team, but I don't think they find the opportunities to win the games.
Yeah.
Here's the hard part. I have Minnesota winning the division for the first time in a while.
And I know why.
I have 12-5 for Minnesota. One, they just added O'Connell from the Rams. They're the new head coach. They're going to be an offensive monster this year. I truly believe Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in football this year.
Your and love of Justin
I
Jefferson.
I think Dalvin Cook is healthy, and they're going to throw the ball way more. They're going to be more dominant, and they still have a good defense.
You think Dalvin Cook's going to play a whole season?
No.
I don't either.
But I think he's got 13 wins or 13 games.
Maybe.
So I think that they finished 12-5. I think Green Bay does great at 11-6, but I just don't think they end up winning the division. They got young receivers. They have different players. They're going to have to make the difference.
Still have Aaron Rodgers.
They still have Aaron Rodgers. I agree. But you know what? I don't think they come away with the
division
this year.
Added a little bit on that defense.
Couple
picks.
Young. But I think they're 1 year out. I think they take one small step back for a big step forward next year. But, hey.
We'll see. Still have one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
All right.
So, yep. I mean, but that's a good. It's going to be between the Packers and the Vikings. So we agree there. Man, we're agreeing on way too many of these.
No, I have the Vikings, though. So that's not.
You're right.
You have Green Bay. We disagreed.
Right. Okay. There
All right.
Go.
So we got a couple options here.
Yeah. All right. NFC South. Who you got?
I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big shocker here. I'm never betting against Tom Brady for the rest of my life. If he's in a game, I'm betting for him. I don't care. If he's in the Super Bowl, I got a 50% chance I'm going
to
win.
That's a pretty weak division right now compared to the Bucs.
Yeah. I think so. I have Tampa Bay at first. I have the New Orleans Saints in second. I think Jameis Winston can field a winning record and have a decent team. There's a lot of talent. Michael Thomas comes back if he's healthy. Chris Olave looks good. They added some good line play, and their defense should be way better this year. So I like them. They actually may have a chance to compete for first with Tampa Bay. I just don't think they can outdo old TB12 all the way to the win. Carolina in third with 9-8, and Atlanta again struggling to find a way to generate offense at 4-13. Mariota and Ridder is just too young of a combo, and Mariota doesn't have enough experience in the NFL, in my opinion, to field a winning team. They run the ball in different ways, but I don't think they get it done.
Yep, I've got actually different records, but the exact same standings for everybody. Bucs, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. Honestly, I don't think that's going to be much of a contest in that division. They're all much weaker than the Bucs there. Bucs take the South. I think we move on. There's not much to say in that division.
No. Yeah.
NFC West. Now, this is another. I mean, man, it's both the West divisions, right? AFC West, NFC West. Those are the bangers. So, I got the Seahawks in last place.
Go Hawks.
Which is probably one of the safest bets.
It is not one of the. Okay, it's
3-14.
We could beat out the Cardinals. There's a chance.
I don't think so. I've got the Cardinals in third place.
That's what
9-8.
I have 8-9. Okay.
I'm giving them the winning record. The winning record.
They lost 9 sacks a year when Chandler Jones. They do not have an answer for the pass rush. They will struggle to sack the quarterback this year, and it will hurt their team.
I'm hoping and thinking that Kyler and that offense takes another step forward.
They have DeAndre Hopkins out for 6 games. Marquise Blair keeps speeding on the freeway. At some point, no one's going to be in the team. Marquise Brown speeding on the freeway, going 160 and a 45.
That's better than what a lot of these other players are out there doing, so that's okay.
I guess he didn't crash.
I got
the
49ers in second place, and I got the Rams taking the division again. But I have it close. I've got the Rams at 11-6 and the 49ers at 10-7. They're not running away.
Wow.
But it's going to be those two right there.
I have the Rams at 14-3.
14-3. That's a tough division, and they got to play everybody in there twice.
I know, and I think one of the losses are against San Fran, and I think they wipe out the rest of the division. I really do think they wipe out the rest. They're a great team. They stayed good. I think they'll be
fun. Are they as hungry as they were last year? And it's hard
have
to
you
keep
met
it
Sean
at that
McVay?
Level. It's
He's
hard
a nut.
To keep it at that
They got
level.
Aaron Donald, dude. That's all you need to be at that level. He is very good.
Okay, so but we both have the Rams over there.
The big difference is I have the San Fran at 10-7, so I'm very similar to what you're looking at. But I have the Cardinals at 8-9, losing record.
Similar.
And I have the Seahawks at 6-11.
Yeah,
I
generous.
Think that they
Who's
take
your quarterback
the over.
Again?
It's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Probably.
You trying out, or how's that going to work out for you?
Jimmy G may show up, I think, week one. I really do. I think this is what's going to happen.
You don't even have a quarterback, and you're putting penciling in 6 wins.
We don't need a quarterback to win games.
You need a quarterback. Are you? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look.
You're going to lose credibility.
I'm giving you the exact same
right
reason.
Now.
Listen to me. Jimmy G took them to the NFC Championship, and he is not on a team.
Your quarterback.
He will be week one. He will be week one. He's going to be dropped. It's a $25 million cap space. That will be freed up
after they
go to free agency. Go Hawks.
You got your hopes and dreams over
6-11.
So just remember, folks, Jets are going to have a better record than the Seahawks. All right. AFC Championship. I have got the Bills and the Chargers.
That's what I have.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Bills and Chargers.
Oh, my goodness.
Bills and Chargers, yeah. I don't think that anybody else has enough depth.
I think those are the two best teams.
I mean, obviously Baltimore goes, but I think Baltimore ends up losing because Lamar fumbles the ball last couple minutes of the game, most likely. And the Chargers are a young team with a young quarterback with a lot of talent around him. It's hard to beat that team. But I think Buffalo and the Chargers, they're both there.
All right. What do you got in the NFC?
NFC... I'm going to have this will be the shocker. I have another shocker flyer pick here. I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, this year you go with the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Okay. I have got Buccaneers and Tom Brady playing the Rams.
You have Bucks and Rams. Big surprise. Good shocker there, Pete. Hey. You're really stretching your picks there.
You know what it is, though?
Let's go for the favorites.
It's going to be what it is.
Okay, well.
That's what it's going to be.
That's what you said last time, and sure enough, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, who do you got in the Super Bowl here?
All right, so I have the Los Angeles Chargers knocking out Josh Allen in the AFC Championship again. No money on the quarterback's deal yet. That's important, okay? You're going to leverage all that for the rest of your players. Go to the Super Bowl. We have the Josh Allen loses it. Spent too much money on Von Miller. Now, in the NFC, I have the Philadelphia Eagles.
My God, are you loving the Eagles?
Upsetting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Do you have the Eagles winning it all at this point?
You're damn right.
Oh, my goodness.
You're damn right. I have Jalen Hurts finding a way with a good team.
That is a lot of love for Philly.
I have Philly upsetting the Chargers in the Super Bowl. Again, there is a precedent. Young quarterback deals with good teams equals wins, guys. Equals wins.
Wow.
It's a proven success.
You got the Chargers and the Eagles, and you got the Philadelphia Eagles winning it.
Yep.
I have got the Bills and the Rams with the Buffalo Bills taking
Wow, guys. Look at ESPN's top favorite odds.
At who's the best team right now. It's the Buffalo Bills. They're taking it.
No one wants the favorites to win. When people pick March Madness brackets,
whoever you
they
want.
Don't
want
to pick the team that's 27-1. They want the 16th seed to find
their
way.
You're over here telling me the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
They're going to win it.
Bank it. Buffalo Bills. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you, everybody. My goodness.